I pushed myself up on all fours and peeked through the back window, expecting to find... There sat three grocery sacks stuffed with clothes. Also, a saddle, two pairs of boots, and a sack filled with books and magazines. I turned back to Drover. He must have packed that stuff while we were sleeping, Drover, so we're not able to use it as evidence in this case.
Yeah, but it's there. You just saw it.
We didn't actually see him packing the stuff. Therefore, we can't leap to the conclusion that he packed it himself. It might have been packed by, I don't know, somebody else. It might have packed itself. This is a very strange world, Drover, and I must remind you that there are many things that we just don't understand.
Yeah, but he's got all his clothes and his saddle. That's everything he owns, and I'm starting to get worried. I don't want to go to Alpine.
Will you dry up and quit moaning? Who or whom are you going to trust? Me or a bunch of illegal evidence?
Well,
good choice. Now, don't you feel better already?
Well,
great, that settles it. Trust me, Drover, and you won't have to burden your little mind with a bunch of fauna and flora.
What's fauna and flora?
I'm sorry, but we're out of time for questions. Lie down and relax. We are not going to Alpine. And with that, we laid down our heads and took a wonderful nap, knowing in our deepest hearts that Slim would never quit the ranch and haul his dogs to some distant corner of the globe. I don't know where Drover comes up with this stuff. Alpine, how ridiculous. I awoke when I felt the pickup slowing down. I raised my head and saw... We seemed to be approaching a long bridge. The sign on the bridge said, Canadian River. Drover saw it too.
Oh my gosh, we're in Canada. I knew it. I want to go home, and this leg of mine is killing me.
I told him to hush. How could I think with him squeaking and moaning? Then I jumped into the task of sifting clues and gathering information. Suddenly, I found it hard to deny that we were at that very moment crossing into some distant foreign land. I mean, the sign did say Canadian River, and Canadian by its very nature was associated with Canada. My mind was racing. My databanks whirred and clicked as they worked through the mass of new evidence in this case. Evidence number one. There wasn't much water in the Canadian River. It consisted mostly of, well, sand. Sand and tamarack brush and a scattering of mesquite trees. Evidence number two. Up ahead, I saw a quaint foreign village built on the hills south of the river. Obviously, this was no ordinary town in the Texas Panhandle. Evidence number three. I searched my databanks for information about Canada and came up with cold. Canada was a cold place, right? Ice, snow, penguins, the whole nine yards. I turned to my assistant. Drover, does it seem cold to you?
Well, about like it was before.
Just as I suspected. All at once, it seems very cold.
Well, that's not...
Don't try to deny the facts, Drover. It's cold back here.
Yeah, but I guess it is kind of cold.
See? There we are. Suddenly, we're both aware of the frigid cold. Okay, next point. How much do you know about Canada?
Well, they make ginger ale.
Yes, yes, go on. I think we're getting close to something. What else do you know about Canada?
Well, let me think here. They make geese.
More, Drover, keep pushing.
And it's... Oh my gosh, it's... It's cold in Canada.
I gave him a triumphant smile. There we have it, Drover. Unless I'm badly mistaken, we have just entered the distant foreign land of Canada. All at once, he covered his eyes with his front paws.
Oh my gosh, I knew it. Help, take me home.
But to confirm this, we'll need a few more pieces of evidence. Uncover your eyes and go into data gathering mode.
He did, and we both began searching the country around us for clues. We crossed the long bridge and entered the outskirts of town. There, Drover saw something.
There's a clue. It's a rodeo arena.
I studied on that. I'm sorry, son, but that doesn't fit our pattern. Keep looking.
There's one. Look, that sign says Canadian City Limits.
I focused on the sign, and sure enough, Drover was right. Good shot, Drover. That was a bullseye. The evidence is mounting up, isn't it? Now, to confirm our theory, we need one final clue.
I want to go home!
Hush, Drover, concentrate. This could be very important to this case. What we're looking for now, the last piece of this puzzle, is... we need to find a penguin. He stared at me.
A penguin?
Yes, a penguin. Don't give me that loony expression. This is Canada, and if Canada is cold, we will find evidence of penguins.
I'll be darned.
Just then, aha! Look there, Drover, on the side of the road. He looked.
It's a black and white dog.
It's a black and white penguin.
It sure looks like a dog to me.
It's a penguin. That just about wraps it up, son. We are in Canada for sure. Just then, the penguin ran out into the street and followed our pickup. And he seemed to be... Drover, have you ever heard of a penguin barking at a pickup?
Not really.
Me neither. He certainly sounds like a dog, doesn't he? And now that I study his overall bodily conformation, he even looks a bit like a dog, wouldn't you say? I whirled around and faced him. Drover, that is. Drover, what we have here is a barking dog, not a penguin.
That's what I said. At least, I think that's what I said.
Which means that our whole house is a theory of cards, and it may have just come crashing down around us. I don't want to alarm you, Drover, but this may not be Canada after all.
You mean?
Exactly. As of this very moment, we have no idea where we are. All we know for sure is that they don't have penguins here.
This leg's killing me.
I was in the midst of feeling very discouraged. I mean, after working so hard to amass and fit together all the clues, our case was now in shambles. But the worst was yet to come. Do I dare reveal what happened next? I don't know. What do you think? What would you say if I told you that suddenly and all of a sudden, a black and white police car came out of nowhere and began chasing us? Oops. I guess I let it slip, and now you know the terrible truth. That all at once we found ourselves on the wrong side of the law. Common criminals who were being chased and pursued by a speeding police car with its lights flashing. Pretty scary, huh? You bet it was. Maybe you think it was just the black and white dog chasing us, and not a black and white police car. Huh! We should have been so lucky. No, it was a police car, all right. And he not only had his lights flashing, but he even turned on his siren. Drover and I exchanged worried glances. After a moment, he broke the icy silence.
Gosh, what did we do?
I don't know, son. But this is looking very serious. Did you happen to see the name on the side of that car? It said, Canadian Police.
Oh my gosh, the Mounties?
Yes, we're about to be arrested by the Mounties.
But I thought we weren't in Canada.
It's confusing, isn't it? Even I'm confused, Drover, and that's a sure sign that things have gotten out of control. Quick, we've got to hide. We pressed ourselves into the left front corner of the pickup bed. And we waited to find out why and how we had landed on the 10 most wanted dogs list of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. My life passed before my very eyes. A happy childhood. A long and glorious career as head of ranch security. A few tiny mistakes here and there. Then it hit me. Drover, I've just figured it out. I know why they're after us.
Oh my gosh, you mean?
Yes, exactly. Do you remember the day Sally Mae put those steaks out to thaw on the back porch? Well, let's see here. They vanished, remember? I told you they were probably stolen by a chicken hawk, remember? Well, that was a small lie. You mean? Yes, I did it. I stole them in daily broadlight. I couldn't resist. I couldn't help myself. I became a victim of this terrible urge. And yes, Drover, I stole the steaks. Yeah, but that was months ago. But you're forgetting one small detail. They were Sally Mae's steaks. She never forgets anything. She holds a grudge for years and years. So you think? Yes. She turned us into the Mounties. And now the chickens have come home to rot. We may spend the rest of our lives behind bars. All because you failed me in my hour of greatest need. Yeah, but I didn't eat them. But you did something worse, Drover. You knew I had a fatal weakness for steaks, and you didn't stop me. I wasn't even there. That's my whole point. If you'd been there... We felt the pickup slowing down. We exchanged glances with big moon-shaped eyes. Or to put it more accurately, Drover's eyes were moon-shaped, and although I couldn't actually see my own eyes, I had every reason to think they were every bit as moon-shaped as Drover's. We heard the crunch of loose gravel as the pickup pulled over to the side of the road. The pickup came to a stop. Slim shut off the engine. The Mountie shut off his siren. A deadly silence moved over us. Then...